We've spent the afternoon following the tragic story out of Tennessee where a Navy Blue Angels fighter jet crashed today, killing the pilot.
It came just a short time after an Air Force Thunderbirds plane wrecked in Colorado. One of our former KSL colleagues, who now works for WKRN-TV in Nashville, flew with the Blue Angels just yesterday. Samantha Fisher with us live now on the KSL Newsline. And Samantha, I can't imagine what you're thinking after going through that yesterday.
It's a pretty incredible experience, and it's just hard to believe this has happened. I mean, just yesterday I was at the airport, and there was so much excitement about the Blue Angels coming. They weren't all there yet. I was on the media flight. It's a two-seater Blue Angel jet, number 7, and it's the one they use to take passengers up in to show them all the things that the jet can do. And, you know, it's incredible. They take you through barrel turns, and you go upside down, and you pull 7 Gs, and you just get this perspective for how hard a job it is. I mean, it's a very glamorous job, but it's really a very hard job. It takes a lot out of your body. I was exhausted afterward. But I had this wonderful time connecting with the pilots and the crew and the mechanics and also the airport managers who were organizing for this weekend's air show, which is to be Saturday and Sunday. We don't know what they're going to do now, but we do know that the Blue Angels are grounded for that. And then just the total change now, the heavy hearts, the knots that are in our stomach when this pilot went down today. It's just hard to believe it, but, you know, the pictures show the fireball and the smoke. It's just heartbreaking. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's just heartbreaking.
Samantha, can you tell us anything more about the particular pilot that was killed in this crash today?
You know, I have a little bit of information on him. I believe he was from Colorado, Captain Jeff Cuff. Very experienced pilot. We knew that he had been with the Blue Angels for 2 years this coming fall. He had hundreds of carrier landings, thousands of hours of flight time. You know, these pilots are the best of the best. They are, you know, incredibly bright to even be considered to fly jets in the Navy. And then, you know, they end up specializing in this and have to be selected to be part of the Blue Angels. So it's, you know, this is the creme de la creme of the aviation world. The Blue Angels is the top demonstration flight team. They're known the world over, and they're beloved, too. I mean, they just flew over Nashville this morning as they were getting ready, you know, to prepare for the air show, and we have pictures of them flying over Lower Broad Street where the honky-tonks are, and I heard them from my house just after flying with them yesterday. And then they went up at 3 o'clock Central Time to do, you know, practice some maneuvers. And that's when, according to the Navy, it was like 3:01 that this pilot went down. And, you know, a lot of people took cell phone video and have been sending it in. We've been looking at it carefully to see, you know, if we can make any determination about what happened. And it's just real hard to tell right now. But we do know the Navy has confirmed that they were working on some maneuvers ahead of the air show.
Samantha, we appreciate your perspective. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, always good to talk to KSL. I appreciate you offering me the chance to talk about it.
And good to talk to you again. Samantha Fisher, you knew her at KSL as Samantha Hayes. She's now working for WKRN-TV in Nashville, live on the KSL Newsline.